Welcome to Life on the Hill, a broadcast production of KCLW 900 AM, recorded in a secret location on the Hamilton ISD campus, where no one will find us, and sponsored by Woody's Hamburgers, located at 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton, Texas. I'm Helena Knutson.
And I'm Clementine Cooper. Each week, we bring you what's going on in the lives of the students at Hamilton ISD. From news to current events to sports, we've got it all right here with Life on the Hill.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
Back with Life on the Hill. The Hamilton Bulldog Fighting Band is looking for parents who are open to work at the football concession stands. This band really needs concession stand workers. So if you can, please contact Mr. Eddins or go to the sign-up page on the Band Boosters Facebook about volunteering.
The band will also be having a fall fest this year on October 31st from 6 to 8. This event will include games and fun, so stop by and support the Hamilton Band.
One Act Play is looking for donations for their trip to Broadway. If you are interested in donating, please contact Ms. Craig. The theater department is also selling glitter tattoos, jewelry, and other items.
They also can make custom tumblers. They put your orders in quickly, and they get pretty busy around Christmas. So if you're interested in donating to the theater department, please email mcraig@hamiltonisd.org.
Some of the tumblers they've done have been, like, so adorable, like the bulldog tumblers.
Yes, the glitter.
Yes, or I saw Patty, like, Miss Leach with one the other day, and it was,
yes,
like,
super cute.
Yeah, it was just, they're adorable.
Lots of bulldog spirit.
Just like the band, One Act Play will be holding some fun activities on Halloween. The high school theater department will be putting on a haunted house from 6 to 9. These activities are put on by One Act Play and band are all part of the Imagine the Possibilities, sponsored by Main Street.
This event will start at Woody's at 5:30 and end around 7:30. Participants of this event will receive a punch card. If the punch card gets filled up, you are automatically entered to win a Main Street Business Prize. This event will include several activities sponsored by theater, band, and more.
You will definitely see me walking around trying to get this punch card.
Yes. Yeah. Helena will be ready.
Yes, I will. Cosmo students are needing service hours, so they are opening up appointments for the public. These students can wash, cut, curl, and blow dry. To schedule an appointment, contact dfarmer@hamiltonisd.org or call 254-386-4465.
As a cosmetology student, it's really fun to have our clients come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's just a really good learning experience for us to be with, like, real hair, not just mannequins or, I mean, real anything. Cosmetology is also selling popcorn for fundraising. It's $3 a bag, and there are a variety of flavors such as vanilla, salsa, white cheddar, dark chocolate, and butter, along with many more fun flavors.
The popcorn, these popcorns are, like,
They're so good.
Oh.
And I've sold so much because everyone's just, like, hungry midday. And
yes, all of these students are like, all these students are like, I need my midday snack.
Yes,
popcorn.
Me.
Clem's right there holding the bag.
Yeah.
Do you want any? All right. So I know I talked about this sometime before on the radio, but I got the opportunity to go speak at the Lions Club, and I met an amazing man there named Glenn. So Glenn works with First Blessings Free Shoe Event. So what this does is this gives shoes to kids who cannot afford it. And these are nice shoes. These are Adidas, Nikes, any of those shoes. It's a really good thing. And, you know, he just talked so much about it, and he shared that it's not only about the shoes. They feed these children, and they just show them so much support in the community, and it's amazing. So he is having an event at the Baptist Church on October 21st from 10 to 2. So please show up. If you know anybody who needs shoes who cannot afford them, please take them here and let them get this opportunity. It is really an incredible company that they do this for.
That's amazing that we have that in our town.
It is great.
We will be back with more Life on the Hill in just a minute.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
And we are back with Life on the Hill. I'm Helena Knutson.
And I'm Clementine Cooper.
Cross country had a meet last week, with girls coming in second place. Their top runners were Anna Piercy in second, Chaska Downs in fourth, Presley Long in eighth, and Caitlin Walton in tenth.
Boys cross country received first with Kyler Piercy in first place, Ryder Coker in third, Joe Polster in fourth, and Hayden Blackwell in sixth, and also Morgan Hinkes in seventh.
Those cross-country runners are just, like, killing it this year. They've gotten better every single meet.
Yes.
And the junior high cross-country has done amazing as well. Seventh grade girls came in first, and junior high boys also came in first. So that's congratulations amazing to all these amazing runners out there.
Yes, y'all. I know y'all are working real hard. Yeah. Getting there at 5:45, which is crazy.
Yeah.
The next cross-country meet will be on October 4th at the Hamilton Gold Course for the Mona Glof Invitational. Volleyball had a game on the 26th, and all three teams had an outstanding win against Waco Liberty. Volleyball's next game will be on Wednesday at Blum, with JV Black starting at 5, followed by varsity at 6.
So something interesting that I actually found out today when I was looking at the Max Prep, Hamilton Lady Bulldogs are ranked 19th place out of all Texas 2A schools.
Yes.
Which is just, like, amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
I think we're beating Toller, so that's
a
really good.
Thing. That is a very good
I saw
thing.
That and I was like,
at least in volleyball.
Yeah, in volleyball we're beating Toller. That's amazing.
Yeah, so speaking of Toller and football, football's last game was at San Saba with a loss of 28-32, but it was a really tough game. And those refs were not giving us a break.
I know. I was cheering over there on the sidelines by Lily, and I just kept hearing, like, them yelling, and I was like, do we stop? Do we go? Like, I don't know what to do.
Because you always see those memes where it's like when someone's literally leg is in half and, like, the cheerleaders aren't cheering. That was
us
at that
game. I was like, I don't know what to do. But this week's game will be at Cook and Field against Toller, and it'll start at 7 o'clock.
And attention, Bulldog Buddies. This Friday will be Bulldog Buddy Night for kids, so make sure you wear your Bulldog Buddy shirts and show your Bulldog pride as we go against the Toller Rattlers. This event will start at 6:30, and we hope to see all you little bull pups up there.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
Life on the Hill.
Today, we have a special guest. She's a legend on and off the course. She's never late, and don't you debate it, she is Kate the Great Lingefeld.
Hi, everybody.
Obviously, we know that there is almost this legacy with the Lingefeld family and running. How does it feel for you to be part of this legacy?
It's really cool to be a part of a family that's been in the same sport throughout their entire career. So it's like 8 years of Lingefelds, and there's still more to come. And my cousins and just my entire family. So it's just really cool.
That's really interesting. Because I know, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and that's just amazing that you guys, like, carry it down.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Now, I do want to ask you, because we asked Kyler this question. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, a strategy going into these races?
Most of the time, depending on where we are, if there's competition there, Massengill always gets me on one girl, tells me what exactly she looks like, what uniform they're wearing, and I look at her the entire race, and I just chase her.
I wish I could do that. I do not run. I do not run. I'm a power lifter.
So running
is not for me, but, like, I wish I had that mindset of, like, I'm just going to follow that one person. knowing me, I would fall like way far behind and not catch up with them.
Yeah. Do you have any like race day traditions or after race? We asked Kyler this and,
you know, I don't really have any. I normally just do some like breathing exercises before the race just to calm my nerves a little bit, but that's all I really
do. You have an after race snack? Like, is there something that you're just like,
I
need
always eat
this.
Pickles.
I was going to say, I wrote down in here, I was like, I know there was something with pickles, but I wasn't 100% sure, but I was like, there's somebody ate pickles. Now, obviously we know like the Hoka course y'all ran last week was the state course. How do you feel about that course?
So I actually didn't get to run that course last week, but like structured, I guess, it was very hilly and it's very much structured like the state course. And there's a lot of looping around and it was just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It looks lots of different like obstacles. Mm-hmm. How have you been since your injury and do you think that'll set you back?
So my injury is kind of mentally setting me back a little bit. I have to go get a CAT scan today to see how long my recovery is. So it's either 6 weeks or 3 months. So I have to figure out which one it is.
Oh gosh.
And hopefully it's a 6 week and maybe I can push back for state. Maybe not. I'm not sure. So
Well, we really, we hope the best for you. That is it's terrible. All these like injuries that these athletes, like I said, before these athletes put in so much like on their body. Luckily I only have like a one season sport, so I'm like good until like December. Like, I'm just relaxing and watching,
chilling it out.
But thank you so much for being here, Kate.
Signing out, I'm Clementine Cooper
and I'm Helena Knutson, and this is Life on the Hill.